Okay, tonight we'll talk about some aspects of Shabbos Chazon, and specifically Shabbos Chazon, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos as well. So there's the well-known minhag that Ramah quotes in the beginning of Simen Taf Kuf Nun Aleph. Let's bring it up on the screen. The Rama writes, "Mila sheimirash chodesh at Tisha B'av nogin shamo al bala bris v'aviyah ben lo shemidah Shabbos." And then I guess that if a bris mila falls out during the 9 days, then the principal bali simcha wear big day Shabbos. Abal balav hachiyaser. But other than that, we don't wear big day Shabbos during the 9 days. Afila b'Shabbos chel chazon ein machlif and lilbosh big day Shabbos. Even on Shabbos chazon, we don't wear Shabbos clothing. Kiim haksones levad, except for the ksones, which we'll define momentarily. So this is the famous minhag that the Rama records, not wearing Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon, irrespective of whether that's Tisha B'Av or not. And parallel to this is what the Rama records in Hilchos Avelos, Simen Shin Pei Tes Seif Gimel, Asa Lilbosh Big Day Shabbos Tok Dalet Shavuos Harishonim. So you don't wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos during Shloshim. And also not to wear new clothing. So in principle, it's only us who wear Big Day Shabbos during Shloshim, but the minhag is not to wear Big Day Shabbos during your Beis Chodesh as well. That's a little bit of a question, as we'll see whether that's what the Rama means. Is the Nagu going on wearing new clothing or going on wearing Big Day Shabbos as well? But at least on some level, definitely during Shloshim, you see in the Rama and Hilchos Avelos such a practice of not wearing Big Day Shabbos for an Avel.
Rabbi Zolderman, just an aside, not quite a Masa Shehoya, but a Masa Shehiya. At the Sephardic Minyan of Avos Torah this Shabbos, there will be a bris. Shabbos morning.
Okay, but I imagine that everyone will be wearing Big Day Shabbos, as we'll see as we go on.
Do the Sephardic poskim have a different? Do they disagree with the Rama?
Yes, we'll see in a few moments. Okay. A Radvaz who disagrees very emphatically with the Rama, and there doesn't seem to be much evidence of this minhag being practiced in Sephardic communities.
Okay,
very good.
I will mute, so I won't disturb you. Sorry.
No, you're welcome to. You're welcome to speak up anytime. Okay, so where does this minhag of the Rama come from? So the Mordechai, it's both in Hagos Ashri on the Rush and the end of Tanis and the Mordechai in Tanis. So the Mordechai writes, "B'chein b'Shabbos shel Chazon Yeshayahu ein machlifin kleihem elaksonis bovat." So Shabbos Chazon, they wouldn't change their clothing except for the ksonis. What's a ksonis? U'perish ksonis hu me'il. It means a coat, an outer garment. V'lo chaluk, not a shirt. David Kimchi, and sometimes Sonus refers to Mi'il. So the Mordechai says the Midag on Shabbos Chazon was not to wear Shabbos clothing, except for the Ksones, they would wear a Shabbos Ksones, and he says that Mi'il, Shabbos Ksones means a Shabbos Mi'il, a Shabbos coat, some kind of outer garment, not a shirt. Mishabru, however, based on Magad of Ram, writes in Sifkatan Vav, what does it mean, ksones? She'ein olav eshalem b'nei azeah. It's not the outer coat, but it's a shirt or an undershirt that gets sweaty. So that you're allowed to change. And we times that mutar lahachlif gam ha'puz mekos. You can change your socks. V'zeh mutar afilu b'Shabbos shachal b'Tisha B'Av, even if Tisha B'Av itself falls on Shabbos. So two different possibilities. What's this ksones that was an exception to the rule of not wearing Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos? Either is a reference to an outer garment like a coat or a reference to a begazeya, a shirt or an undershirt that would get sweaty and therefore would be switched. But the Mordechai, the Agos Ashri, there's no indication of any difference in terms of this minhag between a regular Shabbos chazon and a Shabbos chazon that falls on Tisha B'Av proper. There is an interesting sheet in the Shibali Aleket that seems to distinguish. Shibali Aleket, Simon Reish Samach Vav, writes, Ach mila hachlif chalok umich nesayim, tov li zar kishachal tishabav lios b'shabbos. So you should be careful not to wear a change of clothing on Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, not to change your pants, your shirt. The Nesha Haim Dvarin Shabbatzina. The Kaimalan Gabi Avel, the Dvarin Shabbatzina, Noeg B'Shabbos. Because the Chalak Mithnasayim, those are garments that wouldn't be recognized if you change them. So Chalak is an undershirt or an inner garment, not the outer garment. Mithnasayim also is probably not the outer garment. So that's something that it wouldn't be noticeable if you wear your regular weekday Chalak Mithnasayim on Shabbos. And therefore, to switch it to other clothing would be a violation of a Dvarin Shabbatzina. And even though public forms of Avelis are prohibited on Shabbos, Avelis Shabbatzina, as we'll see, according to the Minhag of the Ramah, and many of you showed him, is Noheg on Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av. So Shabbat Yilekat has this Minhag Dafka in the context of Tisha B'Av itself. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, not to change clothing for Tisha B'Av. Shuvas HaRadvaz, as we alluded to earlier, Radvaz is in Mitzrayim and then Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Beis Yosef. Simin Tuf Reish Tzadi Gimel. So he's asked about this funny Ashkenazi practice of not changing your clothing for Shabbos Chazon. Sha'alta Odiacha Ma Shenogu Chachmi Ashkenazim Shelo Lahachlif Begadim B'Shabbos Eicha Elalov Shem Bigdei Achol. So the show was bothered by this Ashkenazi practice. So he asked the Radvaz, who's a Sephardi, is there any basis for such a minhag? So he quotes the Rishon the Bali Tosfos that has this minhag, and he says, "L'kol Gulilos Yisrael Asher Shamanu Sham'am Lo Nagu Minhagze," that all the Jews that we know don't have such a practice in Sephardi communities. This practice of the Ashkenazim is against the halacha. The Kaimalami Divrei Kabbalah Kabdeya Bichsus Nakiya. So there's based on Pesukim in Yeshaya, you have to wear proper Shabbos clothing on Shabbos. Came the Sheishkol Haklif Machlif. Balom Chal Tisha B'Av Shabbos. Einam Einemi Menadava Filu Dvarin Shabbatzina. So the Rav says no, even Dvarin Shabbatzina are not noheg on Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and therefore kavachomer Shabbos Chazon, even if it is Tisha B'Av, and definitely if it's not Tisha B'Av, there's no avelus on Shabbos Chazon. He says even avelus b'tzina, and therefore especially to not wear Shabbos clothing, which would be a farhesia, a public display of avelus, he thinks that is inappropriate and keneged adin. So therefore, the Radvaz takes strong issue with this minhag of Ashkenazim. So what was the basis of such a minhag? Why is the Radvaz not correct? Or what would the proponents of this minhag say to the argument of the Radvaz? Isn't this a violation of Avelis B'Av Hesia? So Sina, and at least Shabbos Chazon, we'll see that's Machlokas and Mechaber Ramah, whether Avelis B'Av Sina is no egg. But wearing weekday clothing in public should be a violation of Avelis B'Av Hesia. So it says the Minhagi Maril, Minhagi Tisha B'Av Oth Tess. So first he writes, Maril lo shona shim begadim Shabbos chazon Yeshaya. The Maril didn't wear any Shabbos clothing. He didn't change his regular weekday clothing for Shabbos chazon. Gam talus am yuchel lo Shabbos lo ite el b'shal chol. Even wore his weekday talus. B'shalu lefanav eich noagim avelus b'shabbos shalol shanis begadim. Isn't that a violation of avelus? Beheshiv, Dela Minkri Bizavelus. Nope, that's not a violation of public avelus. Daroa Omer, Big Day Shabbos Ainlo. If a person sees someone wearing weekday clothing on Shabbos, I'll think he doesn't have Shabbos clothing. So therefore, it's not a violation of avelus bitsina. So says the Aruch HaShulchan that times changed. So we already know, as Mishnah Brura mentions in Sifkatan, if he quotes from the Gaon, that the Gaon's practice was to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yudif, he writes, you should know that it's already been a few generations where this minhag of the Ramah has not been practiced, and rather everyone wears regular Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. And the Gedolim say that's because to do otherwise would be a violation of Avelis Befer Hesia. And therefore, even if Tisha B'Av itself falls on Shabbos, we wear Big Day Shabbos. He says to the point where this minhag of the Ramah is basically forgotten. No one has such a practice anymore. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, what changed? Didn't the earlier generations also know about the problem of Avelis Befer Hesia? So he says, "Lachein Irlan Yestaiti." Is that Tali Beofen Halbasha? It has to do with the mode of dress that people had. The Eitelak Kanmonim Haisa Halbasha Shabbos V'Chol Shavim B'Dmusam U'B'Tmunasam. That it used to be in earlier generations, the way people dressed on a weekday, the way people dressed on Shabbos was essentially the same type of garment. Ela Shehefresh Hayavin Skara Yekara. That Evan would wear, let's say, a suit every day of the week. Just on Shabbos, you'd wear a fancy suit, and on weekdays, you'd wear a less fancy suit. But objectively, it looks like the same mode of dress. The loya hefresh nikar kolkach sherei aniim gam b'Shabbos yosim b'schara pshuta, because what a poor person would wear on Shabbos, the poor person's suit on Shabbos would look like the rich person's suit during the week. So fundamentally, there is no real difference in the mode of dress between Shabbos and weekday. It was just a level of degree. So that's why it made sense to wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos, because one person's Big Day Shabbos is another person's Big Day Chol, and it wouldn't really be a violation of any public form of Avelis to wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos, because no one who didn't know your wardrobe well would be able to identify your Shabbos clothing as opposed to your weekly clothing as being fundamentally different. Masha Enkein Zekamadoros Mikodem Shabbos Shabbos Haisa Tmuna Karasagamri Labagadim Ani Ben Asher. But in a recent generation, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there was a more fundamental difference between the way you dress during the week and the way you dress on Shabbos. Kamo Shabbacho Hayunosin Kova Shel Klapin Ube Shabbos Shtrimal. That during the week, you'd wear a simple cap, and on Shabbos, you'd wear a shtreimel. There's a big difference. V'lechein shari begadim, hayanikir l'kol, shezeh beged chol, kamo kitai, v'zeh beged Shabbos, kamo shel meshi l'ashir, u'meshi pashir l'ani. So for this reason, that where there's a clearer difference objectively between Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Chol, so it didn't make sense to preserve such a minhag anymore, because then to not wear your shtreimel on Shabbos would be a violation of Avelis Befer Hesia. It was more pronounced by Hasidim than by other communities. But the Litvish dress was difference in Litvish dress between Shabbos and weekday was less pronounced, but still probably noticeable to some degree. So that's the comment of the Aruch HaShulchan to explain why the minhag evolved, and what made sense in the time of the Ramban, the Rishonim, doesn't necessarily make sense anymore. So it could be in certain circles we've gone back, because some of us nowadays do dress the same during the week as on Shabbos, wear the same suit and tie and hat. I'm sorry? No, he's saying in his times it changed to a more pronounced difference. I'm saying now. All right. Right. So then the Aruch HaShulchan says, right, already in his time, things went back, and people were dressing more similarly on Shabbos and weekday. So maybe then it does make sense to go back to the original minhag of the Ramah. Okay. Now on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelus, in Shin Pei Tes, the Gilyon Marshav, Shlomo Eger, references the Tshuva of the Marshal, and the Aruch HaShulchan there in Hilchos Avelos references this also, but the way they cite the Marshal is a little bit low, not meduyak. The Reb Shlomo Eger quotes the Marshal as saying that if someone doesn't wear a Ksonis Mechubis on Shabbos of Shiva, someone doesn't wear a properly laundered shirt or garment on Shabbos of Shiva, that's considered to be a Chasidus Shel Shtus. So that's the Reb Shlomo Eger quotes on the Marshal. However, if you look at the Marshal inside, Chuvas Marshal Siman Kav Zayin, he's not talking about a Shabbos of Avelus, he's talking about Shabbos Chazo. She'ela, im mutar lilbosh ksonis mechubeses b'Shabbos shel Chazon, im yesh ba mishem prishus, tshuva, yeirad, b'Shabbos shel Chazon yeshaya, mutar lilbosh ksonis mechubes, dolo nimsa iser lilbosh begem mechubes ki im shavu shechal tishem av liyos besocha, he's talking about a begem mechubes, a freshly laundered garment. So the minhag is during Shavu Shechalbo, v'chein mashm b'smak, afilu chal tishba b'shabes enu asra, afilu kibus gufei b'yom hei, mishum kvot Shabbos, kedei l'losha b'shabes. He quotes those Rishonim about switching their clothing for Shabbos Chazon. V'hei shebezeh, that's what we saw already in the Maharil. But if it's a garment that everyone wears, a special garment on Shabbos, so then it doesn't make sense to not on Shabbos Chazon. So he says it's a chasidus shel shtus not to wear your ksonis lavan on Shabbos of Chazon, even if it's laundered, because the minhag doesn't apply to them, that would be a velus before Hesia. Then he says the same thing for an avel toch shiva or toch shloshim, who's knowing a voluntary velus, an avel for someone that he's not mechuyev to be knowing a velus for, someone who is not observant, we're mekar din enough to be knowing a velus, which we discussed in the previous year. So then, to not wear mechubis is a chasid or shloshis. But he doesn't say that in the context of a real avel toch shiva. So just the way that some Avery quotes it is a little bit low bidiktuk. The Badi Shulchan points out in there in Hilchos Avelus that even though there are some people that will wear a noticeably different garments on Shabbos and during the week. Some people will wear a garment that looks similar enough to their weekday clothing, as we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan. But on some level, lo ninu divrein l'shirim. It's once we say that you're allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos of, if you are allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos, even for an Avil, because that's available for Hesia, so then you're not going to examine every garment in every comparable wardrobe to determine what is considered to be a noticeable difference, but it's not, on some level, Loninu Devrayem Lishira. Rav Shechter points out that he thinks the real minhag that the Ramah refers to, the minhag of the Rishonim, of not wearing Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon, in parallel, not wearing Shabbos clothing for an Avel Toch Shloshim, or maybe even Toch Yabes Kodesh, that's not a function of Shabbos clothing versus weekday clothing per se, it's a function of begadim miguhatzim. That the minhag is not to wear begadim miguhatzim during Shavuot Shechalbo, and properly pressed clothing. And Shabbos clothing typically was begadim miguhatz. So to the extent that there was such a minhag, it was because of not wearing begadim miguhatzim. The Mishnah Berurah says something like that. Mishnah Berurah Tzivkaten Mem Dalid. He says later in the Siman, "B'malkam shederech lichbo shabegadim b'machpeish," where you press it with a presser, "imkein havei mechlam leguhatzim asurin afilu heim yishanim shagiyot osa sakhi chadashim yasurin lilbosh b'shavu azeh me'ay time enagav isur b'gdei shabbos alashim shabbos chazon af avi shalashim mikvar kam shabbos asadayin ki usanikra avi kachadashim." So the isur begadim b'guhatzim, press clothing, it's not a function of whether it was freshly laundered, even if it was already laundered, but it's still nicely pressed, even if it's not freshly laundered, but you already wore it, but it's still nicely pressed. That's a violation of God the Miguhatim. And that's the big day Shabbos that the Minhag of the Ramban, the early Rishonim, was talking about. So Rishakta thinks that's fundamentally what the Minhag of the Ramban is based on. And nowadays we wear Begad the Miguhatim all the time, that our weekday pants are also Miguhats relative to what the Rishonim were talking about. Or, well, not much of a difference between our weekday pants and our Shabbos pants in terms of the fact that they're pressed on some level. So then that Minhag of the Ramban maybe doesn't really make sense in our context. That's why I think he pointed out that Rabbi Breuer had the minhag of not wearing his Shabbos hat on Shabbos Chazon, and Rosh Hashanah thought that didn't make sense in light of this analysis, because the whole minhag is based on the Guhatsin, and you don't iron your hat. In the Orchos Rabbeinu, he quotes that the stipler had the practice of wearing Shabbos clothing, but wearing one weekday garment on Shabbos Chazon, and his practice was to wear his weekday tzitzis. And he quotes that the Chazon Ish, Chaim Kanievsky, said that the Chazon Ish would wear Shabbos clothing except for his weekday socks. So you touch an idea of, and maybe that's like Rabbi Breuer's weekday hat, of wearing one garment that's a weekday garment Shabbos Chazon. But as we see, as we know, Minhag Yisrael now predominantly is that we wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, more or less without exception. Now this may be a little bit related to the other discussion, Minhag discussion of Shabbos Chazon, and that is the practice of laning the Haftorah to the tune of Eicha. So this is already recorded in the Raviyah. Simon Tavkub Tzadi Hei, Haftorah de Chazon Yishayo, Nogu Lukrosa Benigun Kina, the Inyan Avelusu. That's a element of Avelus, and apparently that's a permissible element of Avelus. And this is also recorded in the Shoal of the Chuvas HaRivash in Sephardi lands. Chuvas HaRivash, Simon Kuf Yud Beis. The context there, there's a din of Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Pei Beis Sif Hei, that if the only person that knows how to lay in the Haftorah is someone who already got an Aliyah, Im lo nimsa misha yodei lehaftir ela echa me'osam sha'ol lukras b'torah, for Amr Shach Kaddish Acher Kriyas HaParsha, zeh shirosa lehaftir sarach lafsa v'likros v'ivarach al kriyas ha'tchila, that if the only person that can lay in the Haftorah that could get mafter already had an Aliyah, so after the Kaddish, after Kriyas HaTorah, you call him up again for a new Kriya, a new Aliyah, and then he can lay in the Haftorah. So that's partially based on the Chuvas HaRivash, Chuvas HaRivash Simon Kuf Yud Beis. But one of the scenarios that the Rivash discusses here, where this would be appropriate to call up someone that already got an Aliyah as a maftir, is if he's the only one that knows the nigun for the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, the nigun of Eicha. So he's the only one that can lay in with the proper trap of Eicha, then you call him up again, even if he already had an Aliyah previously. And this is recorded by the Magen Avraham as well, quoted by the Magen Avraham, Simon Reish Pei Beis, Sif Katan Yud Dalet. So this practice exists. The Raviyah records it. The Rivash makes reference to it, the Shoal at least. And the Me'iri Magen Avos, we quoted this a couple of weeks ago, the Me'iri Schieber Magen Avos, which was his justification of Minhagei Provence against attacks. So we actually quoted the same Simon a couple of weeks ago, Simon Kaf Dalet in our Shir of sleeping late on Shabbos, and the practice in some communities in Provence of getting up early to recite Slichos on Friday night during the weeks of Slichos. So the Me'iri there writes, the chen kosva ga'onim, sha'afa pi sha'shabbis nesa b'chol mine hesped, b'chol inyan shalkina, even though in general you're not allowed to engage in hesped and Shabbos, you're not allowed to have any public display of avelus. The Shabbos eicha hitiru l'konein b'tzibur derech hachna v'shvirus ha'yetzer, Shabbos chazon, you're allowed to be mekonein publicly in a way of submission. The Nesha Yesh Bizdikhira Sachorban, the his own name, Alitzaros Shiribosman, Khaik Misharshe Chuva, because that is a form, a mechanism for chuva during this season to mourn the Khorban. Because she karma the chuva ulachna, Kutru Shara Tfilos Agaban. V'kol shekein v'yamim amichadim l'kach v'kol nigra achar ha'ikr. So he's even talking about it sounds like reciting Eicha, reciting Kinos, not just a Nigun, but actually reciting some public form of Kina. And that he thinks would be Mutar on Shabbos Chazon, because that is something that's Ma'orer Tshuva. But that is generally the Minhag Olam to recite the Haftorah to the tune of Eicha. I guess he'll let us know what they do in the Sephardi Minyan. I'm sorry? Right. So it sounds like the we're talking about where that's an impossibility, or the person can't even say the brachos, or whatever the tzir is. So that is Minigal. The Chazanish is quoted as saying that he thought that you should use the regular Haftorah Trop and not use the Nigun of Eicha. Rabbi Karp in the Silchos Chag B'Chag, quotes from Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv thought the Chazanish's objection was surprising, because this is a Minhag Kadim going back to the Rishonim. So he quotes Rav Yashiv as being surprised that the Chazanish objected to the Minhag. Rabbi Karp suggests that maybe the Chazanish felt that this is related to the previous discussion, that those Rishonim that had the practice of reciting or laning the Haftorah to the tune of Eicha, they also had the practice of not wearing Bigdei Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, and they felt that there's a certain a latitude in terms of avails for Hesed. But if our practice is that we do wear Bigdei Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, maybe we shouldn't use the Eicha Trop either, and maybe that was the position of the Chazanish. Now, the practice of reciting or singing L'chadodi to the tune of Elitzion, that's obviously later, and that's also not as widespread as laning to the tune of Eicha. Rabbi Karp points out the reason is that the Haftorah of Chazon Yeshaya, the Haftorah Shabbos Chazon, is fundamentally a availus topic. So you're already laning that Haftorah, so it makes sense to lane it to the tune of Eicha. But L'chadodi is a Shabbos topic. That's Kabbalah Shabbos. So make it tasty that you should sing that to a sad tune. Rav Schechter quotes, he has this Nefesh HaRav that once he spent Shabbos in Onsen and Cape Cod with the Rav, and they asked him to daven for the Yomer, the Shabbos Chazon, and he sang L'chadodi to the tune of Elitzion, and no one else knew the tune. So the Rav felt bad for him and was singing along. So he deduced from there that the Rav had no objection to singing Elitzion, L'chadodi to the tune of Elitzion. It could be that the Rav just felt bad for him, and not being Malbin Pnei Chaver is worse than Avails Professor. But the different Minhagim about that. The Maril that we saw earlier writes that he wouldn't sing Yotzer on Shabbos. He'd say it quickly without singing it. And the Lekid Yosha, the Talmud of Tshuva Sadeshen, quotes that the Tshuva Sadeshen didn't sing Zmiros the entire 3 weeks. Rav Moshe writes about this. Chelik Dalet Siman Kuf Yud Beis, the Tshuva to his son Rav Reuven Shlita, 1957. That Zmiras Shabbos Chazon. If you sing Zmiras every Shabbos, you can sing Zmiras Shabbos Chazon. Even if you don't sing Zmiras every Shabbos, you can sing Zmiras Shabbos Chazon. It's no worse than the fact that you can eat anything you want. Afilu Kesuta Shlama B'Shaita for Shalosh Shudas. So that's a form of Kavod Shabbos. So he doesn't think there's any reason to refrain from singing Zmiras on Shabbos Chazon. And I think that is the more prevalent practice, not like the practice of the Tshuva Sadeshen. So we're out of time. Just we had referenced earlier, Machlokes Mechaber Amah, Tafkuf Nundalis, if you test, if Avelis Betzina is Noeg on Shabbos Chazon, Ramah's of the opinion that Avelis Betzina is Noeg. And the other related question that we don't have to talk about is Talmud Torah, where also the Rama says, Gimel, Se'if Beis, Minig is not to engage in Talmud Torah after Chatzos on Tisha B'av Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. Mishabrua quotes in the Taz that he was Mekel, and Yesh Almilismo to be Mekel, learn any Torah you want after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. A public shiur may be worse. but there's what to rely on to engage in private Talmud Torah after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av Shechayas B'Shabbos. Okay, so this is the last shiur of the season. Will Amir Hashem pick up after Labor Day? Is anyone interested in doing a Veilus on Tisha B'Av again like we did the last couple of years? I guess you can let me know. We could pick up where we left off if there's interest. I'm sorry? I checked my email. Last year we did it at 5. So you can let me know if there's any interest. We could try Bli Nether to last year we got up to Simon Tough Simon Shinsadi. So you can pick up from there if there's interest. I guess I'll send out an email with the link, and if anyone's interested, you can join. Okay, we should see Nechama, see in Yerushalayim Bekarov.
Amen. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos. Rabbi Zilberman, can the white shirt that you put on for Shabbos be laundered?
Alan's asking a question. Can the white shirt be laundered? Yeah, so we're makel. Well, you can't do the laundry during the 9 days, but if it was laundered before, then our minig is that you can wear it on Shabbos Chazon. Yeah, Yehuda?
It's kind of like Evos.
Yeah.
It's a tshuva.
Right.
And that's our fight for Haftorah. This applies for the book.
He's not even talking about Haftorah. He's talking about actually learning Echa or saying Kinnas, it sounds like. He's not talking. But yeah. Right. Correct. Right. Right. Mm-hmm.